Glory to God. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. He's God Almighty. He offers Himself to every person. He's glorious and beautiful and beyond human comprehension. And He offers Himself the opportunity to know the only true God in Jesus Christ whom He has sent. And within that, a person gets to live forever in glory in heaven, which is God's home. The greatest thing is just knowing Him. And that includes so many things. We will never be able to comprehend and fathom and even express how much that includes, knowing Him and the only true God, having a relationship with Him and experiencing His glory and majesty. Amen. But within it, knowing Him, that includes living forever. And living forever in heaven, in glory. Amen. But there's the other side. For those who don't receive Jesus, it's an eternity, eternal death, eternity in hell, which is awful. It's horrible beyond human comprehension how bad it is. And this reveals the two sides of both the natural and the spiritual. The spiritual, of course, is what really matters. The two sides, it all starts with God. And there's an enemy against God. That's the two sides. Heaven and hell. Good and evil. It's so simple. It's like there's good, there's evil. There's God's kingdom. Amen. The kingdom of God. Amen. Glory to God. And then there's the kingdom of the enemy. That's the world and the worldly system and the things that are. But God Almighty has offered Himself and it's hard living on the earth, isn't it? It's very hard. It's hard for everyone. And whether it's hard or easy or someone's high or low, rich or poor, doesn't matter. Everything leads. Would cause a person to come to God Almighty. And, for example, if someone's wealthy and doing great, and if they're healthy and wealthy and everything's wonderful, well, they should be thanking God and they should come to God and to Jesus Christ. But if someone is suffering and they're what we call, the world considers low, you know, maybe they have health problems, they're suffering in some way, maybe they're financially poor, in poverty, well, they should come to God too, because they must rely on Him. And that's really, it's the people who are considered low are the ones generally who find God. The two sides. The last three messages have included information about hell. Jesus Christ talked more about hell than He did about heaven. He's warning us. He's clearly warning us about hell. In fact, sometimes He didn't mention hell, but He said destruction. Wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. There are many who go in by it, who find it. But how narrow is the gate and constricted is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. He's warning us right there. It's a miracle that we have the Bible. This holy word of God. And we revere the word of God just as we revere Him. But someone doesn't have to have a Bible to get saved. We can go right to God Almighty. Amen, amen.